Well, Sister Barbara, you were following this all along, and it was just a big back and forth starting on Friday. How have the Sisters of Providence been reacting to the on again, off again, and finally the execution of Daniel Lewis Lee?
You know, our hearts go out to Daniel himself, may he rest in peace, even though he was murdered by our government. The fact that he had to go through this turmoil of, am I going to be executed? Am I not? Am I going to be killed? Am I not? Is just unconscionable. For our part, we held firm in our desire to stand as witness, to pray for wisdom, to, you know, plead really in our letters and in our physical presence that the courts would prevail, that wisdom would prevail, and that we would see a way to not continue to practice capital punishment. There's really no moral grounds for it. The back and forth of the courts only just made it worse. I personally felt like we were playing with that man's heart and soul. We were using him as an instrument, as a tool for political gain that just added insult to injury.
Are you guys still planning to be out in defense of Mr. Perkey and Mr. Honkin later this week?
We are. We are planning that. Mr. Perkey's stay is on different grounds. And I was just myself trying to get up to speed with what the various rulings in the past 24 hours, what the implication is for Wesley Perkey's stay. His stay was granted for a whole different reason from a whole different court. So, you know, I never have aspired to be a lawyer, and I am telling you by reading these court rulings and then the appeals and then the U.S. Supreme Court during the wee hours of the morning putting out an order but without an opinion, It's complicated. But yes, we plan to stand as witness. We plan to vigil. We plan to do what we can to not let these acts go unnoticed.
The whole issue with coronavirus at the prison has been kind of complicated, too. I understand that no one actually took them up to get bussed into the site that they had set aside for demonstrating.
Yes. That was on purpose. We felt that, well, for a couple main reasons. Yes, the coronavirus and the pandemic precautions, and you know, every individual has to take on to herself or himself, you know, what they feel safe doing, and to get on a bus with other people, and to be processed by a officer of the Bureau of Prisons. Meaning not exactly searched, but, you know, you're getting in close contact. For some people, that would not be a problem. For many of us, however, it would be. On top of that, the processing and being in the official location where they allowed us to be, there was no natural shade. And you can see how many hours this drug out onto, you know, hours and hours. More than, we scheduled at 4, we would have been there at 1 in the afternoon. It would have been over 10 hours before even nightfall happened. So it was just not going to be a very healthy environment for the coronavirus and the precautions there, but also for a midday July in Indiana is hot and sunny and humid. And I myself didn't feel like it was safe. I encourage persons not to use that process.
Yeah. And that was for demonstrators both for and against, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you got to be exhausted.
I am. I will add one other item that I think is worth noting, and that would be the amount of resources that our state was apparently obligated to pour into this effort. The Indiana Homeland Security van was positioned somewhere nearby the prison. The roads, the perimeter that was set was a very wide perimeter with Indiana State Police officers at three different locations up until, I think I saw them leave around 8:30 or so, starting at 11 a.m. I think as Hoosiers, we need to know. I question how many dollars, how much was spent in support of this awful act that the federal government just inflicted on Daniel Lee.